Beethoven is often a staple in classical performances, but the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra is taking a fresh and bold new approach. On Friday, April 20th, the NSO will not be playing works by Mozart. They will instead be performing music from Out of This Galaxy. This piece, the main title from Star Wars, will be among the works performed by the NSO that night. The concert, titled The Final Frontier, will showcase themes from other classic sci-fi films such as Star Trek, E.T., Close Encounters, Back to the Future, and more. Hugh Donnan joined the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra as CEO in September 2016, and along with NSO music director Mark David, they decided they wanted to try something they never did before.
So when we looked at the Spring Pop show, I said to Mark, what we need to do is we really need to do something like sci-fi themed. Because I said, that would really be interesting. And then Mark kind of actually came up with the idea. He said, isn't there like a science fiction convention in Newfoundland that time of year? I said, well, actually there is. It's Sci-Fi on the Rock. I said, well, why don't I talk to them and see when their convention is? We were hoping it would be the same weekend. And we're kind of really shackled to the dates that we get. This building is so busy, the Arts and Culture Main Stage. So we couldn't move it to the same weekend, but it's only a few weeks after. So their show, Sci-Fi on the Rock, is the 6th and 7th and 8th of April. And our show is the 20th. Mark went digging in the library to see what we might be able to perform and what we can do. So we're definitely going to be performing some music from Star Wars, the John Williams suite. We'll definitely be performing some music from Star Trek. So Mark is looking at doing some stuff from Close Encounters of the Third Kind and 2001. So it's going to be a diverse program, all sorts of different space music and sci-fi music and themes. We are, as I mentioned, partnering with Sci-Fi on the Rock. So they're really excited about this. We're looking at having a costume contest. We're gonna have our players encourage our players to dress up and have a bit of fun with it. Actually, we did perform some John Williams music last year, and Mark, our conductor, actually conducted using a lightsaber for part of it, which was just, I didn't expect it to happen. I kind of said to him, I said, if I gave you a lightsaber and a Darth Vader mask, would you come on stage wearing it? He said, oh yeah, sure. And so he comes on with the Darth Vader mask, and then he took the lightsaber, put down his baton, and used the lightsaber to conduct. So I'm sure he's going to do a repeat performance of that. Yeah, it's just going to be a really, really fun night. We have some other fun things that we're hoping to do during the evening, and we're hoping to do some space-themed drinks out at the bar and a whole bunch of stuff like that. So, and this is all near and dear to me because I've always been a sci-fi fan, and so this to me is just, you know, this there's no work to this. This is actually going to be a fun night, I think, and a great chance for people to come, bring their families, you know, young people to come, bring their friends, and really enjoy a lighthearted show.
The Final Frontier Spring Pops concert flies into hyperspace on April 20th at the Arts and Culture Center. For Kicker Radio and a galaxy far, far away, this is Jason Shepherd.